Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Somewhere deep inside FBI headquarters, they are laughing. They are laughing their rear ends off at how stupid the Republicans are. The same FBI that lied to the FISA court, that's perjury. It's felony level, but you got to be charged with it, and our corrupt DOJ won't do it, lied to the FISA court to create the Russia collusion hoax. The same FBI lie who hundreds of thousands of times a year breaks the law and pulls Americans' data out of the NSA database. All we wanted was a damn warrant. Get a warrant. Folks, the NSA database, the whole FISA apparatus, was only supposed to be used to spy on terrorists or potential terrorists in other countries, not Americans. But the NSA said, hey, we'll just scoop up like all this info here off these cables. And guess what? You've got a digital folder. So do I. Every keystroke you've ever typed, even if you didn't send it, something in anger you sent, you typed to your wife but never hit send, they got it. They got it. They got your phone calls. They got your emails. They got your texts. They have everything you've ever bought, every financial transaction you have ever done. They know your porn habits. They know what you like and what you don't like. And it's all illegal, damn it. And all we asked of the Republicans, make them get a warrant next time. But it was too much. 212 to 212 with our no good Speaker of the House breaking the tie vote in favor of tyranny. They deserve what they get. Because it's only going to be the Republicans terrorized by this. Let me give you an example of the horrific and illegal way that the FBI has used this. 3.4 million searches last year, 30% of them illegal. Just went in, looked up lovers, friends, people down the road. And the worst part of this, 2018, FBI and DOJ's own contractors, they admit, did more than 1,000 illegal searches using the NSA database, targeting not Democrats, Republicans, who were primary candidates across the country. They targeted Republican primary candidates between November 2015 and May 2016. What are they doing? Compromise. They're looking for anything they can use. These people should have gone to prison, every one of them. This is why we needed to change it. You need a warrant. You needed a warrant. How bad was it in 2021, the first year Joe Biden took office? Here's the FBI. Here's Brett Baer, Fox News' report on the FBI's FISA abuse query. You know what they did? 19,000 donors, Republican donors, were searched in the FISA database, all their personal information taken. It's only supposed to be used to go after terrorists and only terrorists in other countries. This is outrageous that it was the Republicans, the Republican-controlled House that said, you know what, put us all in prison. We probably deserve it. Just, yeah, you know, just go ahead. No, you don't need a warrant, honey. This whole ridiculous idea, well, we need to do this to catch terrorists. We'll catch just as many terrorists if they have to go get a warrant. We'll catch just as many terrorists if you say, you know what, designate five people at the FBI. That's it. Nobody else can search. Since most of your searches are illegal anyway, then you should be able to sit them there and get them to do the searches. Simple things that would stop the law breaking. Republicans couldn't do it. Could not do it. So they telegraphed to the FBI on Friday, When Mike Johnson broke the vote, you know, tie-breaking vote, you know what? Just go ahead and put us all in prison. We're innocent, but we don't care. Yeah, hey, spy on all of us. Make up some more Russia collusion hoaxes. Hey, do y'all want a new headquarters? We'll build you another one. This is how bad it is. Listen to this. This is from 2021, and still they give them the power to terrorize Republicans.
Brent, good evening. This story is quite something. This court document released just a few hours ago found that the FBI misused a popular digital surveillance tool on everyday Americans more than 278,000 times in 2020 going into 2021. We're specifically talking about Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, also known as FISA. It gives the FBI and other agencies the ability to digitally surveil without a court order or a warrant.
Outrageous.
We now know the FBI used the tool on people connected to the civil unrest following the death of George Floyd on the streets of the United States, those involved in the January 6th Capitol attack, even political donors. According to the court, a redacted name or names, quote, conducted a batch query for over 19,000 donors to a congressional campaign.
Yeah, it was a Republican congressional campaign. They're building lists. It's so obvious. They're building lists of donors. For what? I don't know. For what later? I don't know. But that's what they're doing. And we just said, yeah, sure, no, that's fine. No, that's what you want to break the law? Okay, cool. Yeah. Just treat us as domestic terrorists. Folks, Biden tells us we're domestic terrorists all the time. And now they're using the terror tool that was only supposed to go after terrorists. And the Republicans voted to do it. By the way, this moron. I want to single out this moron this morning. Congresswoman Debbie Lesko, what a moron. We needed one vote, and we could stop them. Here's what she writes. I am very disappointed that I was unable to be in Washington, D.C. today due to having the flu. She had the flu, so she didn't have time to save your Fourth Amendment rights, and they're gone now. Had I been able to vote, she says, I would have supported today's FISA reauthorization. Are you kidding me? If I was in the hospital full of tubes, I'd have had them roll me down the aisle just to give the FBI a, because they're laughing this morning. They're laughing and they're planning who they're going to put in prison next on fake charges while they search me, you, and everybody under the sun.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.